Podtacular Podcast Number 1, July 28th, 2005. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Fumo Jive, and this is Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. We'll be covering lots of stuff, including custom game libraries, talking about all the different custom games we use and what are our favorite ones, general tips and pointers, how to do things like close combat, rocket tips, good hiding places, ways to sneak up on people, sniping tutorials, you know, lots of different ways to use grenades, all kinds of different things, and something you might be surprised at. We're going to be talking about featured players and clans, some of the best people we know out there. Eventually going to be getting into challenge matches where we set up a custom game and invite everyone to join in the fun. I'm going to be doing things like jumping tutorials, some of the cool spots to be able to jump to and get out of range of some of the other people and find you know, spots where you can kind of, you know, dive in on people they don't expect you. It's kind of cool. Map strategies, specific strategies for maps, walkthroughs, cool areas to get to, and you know, neat things to do and play things like big team battle and assault and stuff like that, and lots more. There's a reason I wanted to do this particular podcast, just because I have so much to talk about with Halo 2, as does, I think, you know, anybody that plays, because there's always another story, which is great, you know. So first thing I'm going to start off with is some news, and I'm getting all of the news today from Bungie.net. And first thing up on the news is going to be the auto update. Of course, everybody knows about this because everybody had to download the auto update in order to do matchmaking most recently on Xbox Live. And the way the whole purpose for the auto update was to detect cheaters more easily, detect people that are modifying content on their Xbox, otherwise known as modding. And it was getting out of control. You're encountering a modder like every other game, and what these guys do is they hack content, or they find hacked content for their Xbox, including hacked maps, hacked profiles, things like that. Anything you can download, they pop it on a memory stick and then you know, put it on their Xbox, and pow, next thing you know, they can run three times as fast, they can jump 100 feet up in the air, and all kinds of ridiculous stuff. And it's so stupid because it's like, you know, they're just totally making up for their lack of skill by giving themselves a completely unfair advantage. And everybody hates these guys. So hopefully, you know, you're with me on that, because they're punks, man. I can't stand them. But I still run into them now and then. But that's the point, is that this auto update, they can't stop what someone does to their own Xbox if they can get into it. But this allowed them to be able to detect it much more easily. So now, when people mod, they get a big red flag over there, and they ban them permanently, which I think is fantastic. They should totally get rid of their accounts altogether, and that's what they do. They cannot get back on with those accounts. They have to find like a two-month trial from someone. Eventually, they run out of those, and they realize, hey, this isn't worth a $100 one-year subscription to Xbox Live to be cheating like this. So I think it's fantastic. It's been really successful. They've already banned over 2,500 accounts of people who have been doing this crap. So I think it's really great. And so anyway, that's been really successful for them, which is fantastic. Also, another thing, of course, is with the auto update came the new maps available for purchase, which I went and bought it right away, even though I didn't buy the previous set. You know, I figured more people would be using this, and I was wrong. It took a little bit to pick up, but fortunately we do have the Rumble preview and team preview game types now, so you can get in there and try out the new maps. And you know, it's pretty fun, because there's really it's one chance to get into matchmaking and play with people of all different skill levels, especially at the lower levels on things like Rumble preview. You go in there and you got like levels 1 and 2, and people are like level 25, level 30 in there that are level 1 and 2 at team you know, at some of these preview games, because they just got the maps. So they're going and trying it out, and they're just tearing it up in there. So it's really kind of interesting to see such a big mix of different people with different skill capacities there. So, of course, the new maps are awesome. There's such a variety going on now with the map with all the fog, the close quarters map that's like the replacement for Headlong from Halo 1. You know, just the Gemini map, where it's kind of a small map with upper and lower level, like upper and lower dais on the Covenant holy city there, and you know, just lots of fun spots, lots of fun places to check out. So if you haven't already purchased the maps, I mean, I recommend you do it. Even though it's like $12, it's just a great time to be able to get in there in team preview and rumble preview, and you know, it's another opportunity to be able to play with people of different skill levels, more so than just close to yours. So it's kind of neat. Anyway, so that is the new maps. Also wanted to mention that the map set before that got released as free, and now are required to go into matchmaking for most game types. You know, which really brings a lot more variety to the free table as well, because you know, now you got Turf and a couple of the other ones. The one in the drawing a blank now. You know that you've played them all, but it just adds a lot more variety. I think Bungie's been really good about paying attention to people's comments about Halo 1, that there wasn't enough variety, and now they're really considering that and bringing a lot more variety into play, which is great. So another thing on the news, let's talk about people doing the suicide thing. It's really bizarre that these people will go into a matchmaking game and intentionally kill themselves just so that they can get to a lower level and compete against people that are worse than them so that they win more. I do not understand the rationale behind this or the rationale behind any cheating, really, because, you know, this I consider this along the same lines as cheating, because it really screws up the rest of the team. It ticks everybody off. It basically screws their whole team, because not only are you not doing anything, you're, you know, killing yourself. It's just bizarre. I don't know if you've ever encountered this before. I've only encountered it once or twice, maybe. But I thought they were just trying to cause trouble and just be jerks. But I guess they're doing it on purpose so they can level down. And that's horrible. It's hard to believe people do this, but I guess this has been a problem that Bungie can't really do much about. They were mentioning on here, and they were like, sorry, just report them. That's pretty much all you can do. So, man, if you ever see any of these people that are intentionally doing this, report them and get them out of matchmaking, man, because I can't stand that. If you guys have ever been to Red vs. Blue, they have a lot of cool stuff on there related to Halo. They actually produce these videos. That's a series of almost like soap opera videos of these, Halo guys, Master Chiefs, and they're just kind of acting back and forth, they do the different movements, and they do screen captures, and they just lip-sync the whole deal. It's a pretty cool thing to check out. So just look up Red versus Blue on Google or something, and they got a lot of videos. It's a pretty fun place to visit on the web. So that's the news. Wanted to tell you kind of a couple stories. Speaking of stories and news, you can submit your stories if you have any cool stories you run across. Everybody runs across cool stories, you know, as you go along things. Something crazy happens to you online, crazy people you run into, crazy situations. Email them over to me. I'd love to hear about it. Love to, tell everybody else about it, too. I'm at podtacular@gmail.com. You can also send me MP3 audio if you want to just record it. I can just pop it right on here and it'll be pretty cool. So, on to a couple of stories that I have. How have things been on Halo this week? Well, I got modded against, it turns out, just Wednesday, the 27th here, and man, that was crazy. I was like, I can't believe these people are still modding on here, and the guy knows he's going to get banned as soon as we're done with this, pretty much. I mean, he's going to get reported anyway. So, but the guy was, running like crazy, and planting the bomb and everything, and we did our best to defend against that. We killed him a few times, but, he was going crazy on the map, and he was flying around a flying warthog around the map and everything. But, if you run into cheaters on there, check this out. I think it's going to be a pretty awesome program here. Send in their cheater IDs on the email at podtacular@gmail.com. Send them in to me, and those who want to can spam them with a friend's request, attach some audio of that, and as soon as it starts recording, scream at the top of your lungs, just totally belt it out. And then, you know, they hear that, they're going to freak out. They're going to throw their headset off and stuff. It's going to be awesome, man. You can scan these guys right back and give them a taste of their own medicine. They turn around, you know, when they're all messing people up, messing up our levels and everything. You can get those guys back. So make sure they're cheaters. I don't want to, you know, if you're ticked at someone, I don't want to hear none of that. Like, oh, this person's a jerk or something. I just want to hear the cheater thing because, you know, because that's something that's definitely identifiable as messed up. So, anyway, send those in. That'll be a pretty cool deal. Another thing that I run into a lot in games is these potty mouth kids, man. I'll tell you, first off, I'm sure a lot of you are kids. I'm 29 myself, so I'm probably like one of the older people that plays Halo 2, but still enjoy it, you know. Anyway, I'm not, you know, opposed to a fuck or a shit now and then or an asshole or something. You know, if it's more like, if it's like in surprise or frustration or something like that, you know, it's the reason they're like that in our society is that they're, you know, not to be used, they're to be used for emphasis on something, to show how frustrated you are, to show how ticked you are or something. But when it's just over and over and over, when it's in every single sentence, when people are just cussing each other out all the time, that just gets out of hand and really annoying. And, I mean, I go and report those kids all the time. I'm not, like, crazy on the feedback, but, man, when I hear that kind of stuff just constantly coming out of someone's mouth, it's just like, shut up, man. I don't want to play with you, and I don't think you should be on Halo 2 when, you know, there's all these kids and stuff on here that are hearing this crap. So, anyway, the other day, though, check this out. I had this kid on there. He was like 6 or 8 years old or something like that. It's a little kid. And he's on there, and he called me a nigger. And I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I'm about white as Wonder Bread. And I was so ticked at this. I was like, do you have any idea that this is wrong? That you shouldn't be using these words, man? And it gets worse with some of the other kids, too, because they'll just use it as a... you know, as like a joking put-down thing, and I think that's just horrible. Of course I reported this kid, but I was like, don't you realize this is wrong? He's like, you do it too. And I was like, no, I don't. I just don't understand where people get this stuff. But I am happy to report that kind of stuff because I think there is absolutely no place for that. And it just ticks me off to no end when people are like that. So, anyway... that kind of stuff just goes, is rampant on Bungie.net, or not on Bungie.net, but on Halo 2, and it just gets really crazy. So they mentioned something on Bungie.net recently about how on Xbox 360, on Halo 3, or whatever the next iteration of Halo is that's going to be taken care of to where there's not going to be nearly as much cussing, bad language, stuff like that, as there is now. And I don't know how they're going to do this, but there's some kind of methodology they're using to set this up. So I'm looking forward to that, whatever it is, because that gets really old. Okay, next on to some strategies. Kind of going to cover a couple of close combat strategies in here that you can use in your next matchmaking game. My specialty is close combat. I suck at sniping, and I am... pretty fair with the battle rifle, as long as I can, you know, stay away from anybody close. I guess I get confused by the zooming too much, which is really a bad setback. But so I do lots of the close up, and the way I do that is, of course, I dual wield as long as I get close enough. And a lot of times, what I'll do, I'll grab some plasma grenades and put those on the hopper there. So those are the first grenades that come out. I'll dual wield. I'll usually try to get a alien weapon and a human weapon. So, because I read on Bungie.net that the alien weapons are better at taking down shields, and the human weapons are better at killing people once their shields are down. So they said it's best to get a mix of both. So that went off to, you know, I'm not always worrying about, oh, I gotta get this gun or that gun. Whatever. If I'm dual wielding, an alien and human gun are best, but whatever I can get. So I'm getting in there. What I try to do is sneak or use barriers until I'm about 15, 20 feet away from people. A lot of times I'll use corners. I'll just hide, wait for someone to come around the corner, and start firing when you get close enough. And then, as long as they don't back up too much, What I'll do is get close enough to lunge forward with a melee. As soon as I hit him with a melee, jump and try to stick him with a plasma grenade. And then once I do that, just keep firing after that. And a lot of times, you know, that's really effective. Just the melee in combination with the dual-wield fire, a lot of times you don't even have to throw the grenade after. You can just keep firing, and one or two bullets will take him out. Another thing is that I'll try to do on the close combat, if I can't get within 15, 20 feet, one of the cool things to do is, as you're closing in on each other, throw a grenade. You got to be pretty decent with throwing grenades on this, but throw a grenade to where it's right where they're going to walk right over it, and that'll take out their shields, or at least get close, and then, you know, you can fire bullets and kind of finish them off. That really does a lot of good, especially when you can you got them packed away in a corner and they're hiding from you. Throw a couple grenades in there, and that'll take them out pretty good. So, you know, if they got walls on both sides, and then you hit them with one of those, or sometimes there's just not anywhere they can go. So that's a pretty good setup. So anyway, a couple of tips there. There's plenty more to come on this. One more tip I wanted to mention as well is the going away present is when you're getting hit and you're pretty much sure you're gonna die. One good thing to do is drop a grenade and try to get as close to them as possible. Of course, you know, you want to try to stick them if you can. Stick the plasma grenade onto them. But if you can't do that, you know, throw whatever grenades you got and just, you know, get rid of them in their general direction. And a lot of times, you know, after you die, they'll die too with that grenade. Some of you guys probably already know this from Halo 1, but, you know, it's really effective. You still get the kill even after you die. So, you know, it works pretty well. Anyway, more strategies to come, of course. Halo 2 can be surprisingly complex since it's not it doesn't force you to work together in specific roles in a team. But it really gets interesting when you throw sociology into the mix with a team of people you've never played before with Big Team Battle. I'm going to talk about an interesting strategy I found out on Big Team Battle a little while back. And that was this guy that was telling me that he went into a match-made game, and he had a guy that came out and said, "Hey, check this out. I'm the commander, and we're going to set up four teams. I'm going to get a sniper rifle and be able to peer out over the whole map and find out what's going on and kind of command you guys and say, hey, this team go over there, that team go over there, etc." So four teams I mentioned, right? First team was rockets, second team was vehicles, third team was snipers, and fourth team was close combat. And he would call it as he sees it. As soon as you know, he knew who was going where, he knew who was dead and who wasn't, he knew who had the right weapons, and everything just worked beautifully, and they totally tore everybody up. And I think that would be really awesome to play a game like that. And if you guys know a clan that does that, or a group of people, let me know, because I want in, man. Even if I'm a grunt, I think it would just be awesome to be able to coordinate like that. So that's the kind of stuff I look for when I play Big Team Battle. So on to custom games. I had an interesting custom game to tell you guys about that I thought was a lot of fun. King of the Hill, and it was on containment with all the weapons cycling, and so that, you know, you get a new weapon every time. And the hill was in the center of the map. It's you know, it's the alien map that's a big circle that a lot of times we use CTF on. It has the sword in the middle on the elevator or on the platform. I don't know if it's called containment. I always get the maps confused. So, but in any case, it was a blast because it was just total pandemonium. Rockets firing in the center all the time. Grenades blowing up everywhere. Sword people going all over. It was hard to stay in the hill for more than a second. But it was still, like, a blast. Because once you are in there for more than a second, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm still here. This is amazing. So it's a lot of fun. There's tons of custom game types that are really creative and interesting and all kinds of fun. We're going to be talking plenty more about those in the future. So hold on to your hats on that one. Okay, so that's the podcast for this week. Hey, if you've got a cool news story or just a story about what's been happening to you, a strategy or a custom game or something like that, record it and you know, send it over to me on MP3 or just type it up and email it to me and I'll just read it online and everybody can hear about it. I am at podtacular@gmail.com. And hey, if you want, just let me know what you think about the show. It's my first podcast. I know I've got a crappy mic. I'm using my internal mic on my Mac here. But, hey, I'll get all the gear if people are really interested in hearing what the heck I have to say. So, kind of thought I'd check some interest, see what you guys think. So, email me back. Let me know what you think, you know. Hey, check this out. I'm also looking for a co-host. I don't want this to be a one-man show because I can't tell any jokes very much unless I have someone else to kind of tell some jokes with. So, it sure would be nice if someone would please co-host with me. Hey, I know this is going to be big, so this is your chance to be a superstar. So email me if you're interested, and podtacular@gmail.com. Also, if you want to send me a friend's request, and I would be happy to respond. My gamer tag is FooMojiv. Everybody mispronounces this. FooMojiv, you know, FooMojivy, whatever. But here's how you spell it. F-O-O space M-O space J-I-V-E. FooMojiv. And so that is it, guys. Lots more to come next week. I know this is going to be a once-a-week show. I just don't know which day it'll come out each week. So, hey, stay subscribed. We're going to have lots more info. It's going to get, it's going to really start gelling a lot more, and it's going to be a great show. So we'll settle down in a pattern soon. See you guys next week. Keep on playing.